Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York with Carver High and Mafia. I'm Pharrell on CBS Sports Radio. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. As for PharrellOnABench.com, I mean, all weekend long, go sign up. Get all my NBA plays, the Stanley Cup plays starting Monday, and then, you know, baseball every single minute. Mafia, isn't there, like, UFC fights this weekend, too, that isn't Thompson fighting?
Sunday night.
All right. And then we've had a ton of boxing lately, too. That's coming up, like, June 9th and June 17th. There's some great fights, believe it or not, and fights you don't. Like the Charlo fight, the Leo Santa Cruz fight. I think that one's on the, whatever it is, 17th or 19th, whatever it is. The one on the 9th is Bud Crawford and Horn. I actually think Horn's a tough fighter. I don't think he's in Crawford's league, though, Carver High.
Didn't he get into, like, a car accident or something?
He did get in a
today
little,
or yesterday?
A little bit of a fender bender.
He says he's still going to fight Bud, T-Bud, coming up next week.
That's
T-Bud
reacting
right there
to whether or not Jeff Horn, fresh off of a car wreck, will have a chance against him. I mean, to tell you, I love Bud Crawford, great fighter that no one's ever heard of. All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. Mafia, are you surprised that I went back to the hatchet man in the barbershop? Are you surprised that I went back to the well for the complete mohawk, full skinhead shave the guy gave me? Look at this. There's absolutely nothing there. I'm like,
yeah,
I look like a skinhead.
Usual.
I'm a skinhead. Look
no,
at
no,
it.
You're not that far because you still got the hair on the top, but
barely. I look like a musket, like a raccoon
Did
or something.
Did you ask for that? Or that's what he gave you?
I don't say a word to the guy. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to know him. I just absolutely.
You shouldn't want to pay him either after that.
I sit there. Is it that bad? I sit there and I actually pretend like I'm baked out of my face so that I don't have to say a word to him. Like I want the guy to look at me and go, what's wrong with this guy? I'm not talking to him because that's exactly what I want. I really don't want to talk to the 80-year-old barber guy that doesn't like me because he might cut me or kill me or shank me or rob me. Because remember, that's the same place I told you I think I got my
chain stolen.
My chain stolen. Carver, I believe, you know, the you and I have the same cross. What's it called again?
Celtic cross.
The Celtic cross we both have, right? So I believe one day, I told the story, you don't know the story, but I believe one day I went to this place and they had a fill-in kid in there. And he was this Italian kid, and I'll never forget. He's like, yeah, I'm from the Bronx. I moved out here. I'm just, you know, auditioning for the gig. So it was just, he had like a trial week. And I go in there and catch the butt end of it, right? And he's telling me this is his final day of his audition. And, you know, whether he'll get the job or not, which eventually he did not get the job, but the old man got the job. So the young guy that did it, the day that I was in there, I firmly believe while he was cutting my hair and working on me and bumping me and everything else that he got right off of my neck. He took it right off with his hands. Whap! Gone. You don't even feel it. You're sitting there and the guy's shaving your head. And bumping.
Really?
I think he hocked my Celtic right off of my... In fact, I went back to the place and I told the dude, I go, I'm telling you, that kid fleeced me. He cleaned it. I walked in there. It was on my neck. I walked out. It was gone. Where'd it go?
Were you in that much of a state of relaxation notice the guy take the thing off your neck?
Listen, at the time, I may have been a little geeked out or something. I might have been buzzed. Right. I might have been on a bump or two. Who knows? But I know I got cleaned. I got fleeced. I got snooped.
Yeah, I'm not in the mix. Like, if there's like a dude like training or something or trying out,
yeah.
You know, I'm not having that.
Not
that's
having
not.
It. You gotta have a veteran.
No, yeah. Like I found a new guy where I moved to where I just
right. You found a new one, so you've locked
found
in.
Found a new dude. It's him and his son.
Right, but you remember Miggy? Miggy tried to rip me off. that he went up to the $30 a haircut realm. Like, you get the Gucci haircut where you go in and they play, like, they got the TV going and maybe some rap music in the barbershop, so they charge you $10 more than a regular haircut, right? I'm done with that.
Oh, I went to one of those places once. Right. I never went back.
Right, of course. So my question is, do you think Miggy's worth $30, Mafia, for a haircut?
No men's haircut is worth $30.
$30?
$30 for a haircut. So now I never get this cut today for $17. And final judge here now, Carver, you've already told me I look like crap.
I didn't say that. You just cut it way too short of the
size.
Shut up. 52-year-old man should not have mohawks.
Shut up.
I actually, I think it has potential. There's a lot that you could do with that. I'm not even kidding you. Now, he did go, obviously it's higher than you're used to going, but.
Do I look like a conehead?
But I think that there's things you could do there. But like Mafia said, you know, you're a 53-year-old man with a mohawk. There's things you could do with a little bit of gel there. There is some stuff that can happen.
Over, maybe.
With a little glue.
Yeah.
Shut up. Comb over, you femme. I've already taken care of that with, what do I use this stuff?
I'm not saying the ball spot. I'm saying push it to the one side or the other.
Can you see my ball spot? Is it bad?
Like, don't spike it up with
is
the way
it
it's looking right now.
I mean, yeah, you could see it. But, really? Like, you'd have to really be
looking.
You're
6'3". No one else is going to see
it
besides us.
Nobody can see that unless you fall on the ground.
Not that bad. It's bad, but not that bad.
You have to fall on the ground for
somebody to see. There's awful. There's that bad. There's terribly bad. There's horribly bad.
Not any of those. Not bad.
Atrociously bad.
Like, I feel like you could work with that.
I think
there's some things that can happen there. There's potential.
Thank you. So what I do is now, for $17, this should last me until literally, I believe, the third week of June. So this should be a three-week
haircut. I've closed my window.
Instead of going every 2 weeks,
like,
it drove me nuts.
I've closed mine. I used to be really spread out from when I got the haircut.
A month at a time?
More than that. I'd go sometimes 2-3 months without getting it done.
How does your, do you feel like, because you've never been a guy that I know, you've been with me several years, that doesn't care about, you know, you'll let the beard go and everything.
Right.
Does Hot Nicole ever say to you, you look like disheveled or you look terrible?
Well, I think that we're in a kind of state in our lives right now with obviously a 17-month-old running our lives that I don't think that we care too much
about how you look,
right? Because honestly, there are
just
days,
trying to be a parent.
You're just trying to get through the day.
Honestly,
it's
a lot of work.
Days, and if I have to go 4 or 5 days without shaving, it's just the way that it is.
Is it the best thing you've ever done? Is have Olivia, or has it just been overwhelming to you?
Oh well, listen. Of course, it's the best thing I've ever done, but it's there. You know, by the time I get to Friday, I want to put my head through the wall. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You know, when I get to Friday night, I'm like. And now, of course, tomorrow, like I tell Mafia this all the time, Nicole works one Saturday a month.
Right.
So usually that week is like the worst week because I finally get to Friday.
Mom into watching her that day?
Well, we had a little thing going the last couple of months.
A little arrangement.
Where her parents would actually come and pick up Olivia on Saturday morning when Nicole leaves for work.
Oh, so they're getting involved.
But her father got shoulder surgery last week.
Oh, kibosh.
So that's out. So tomorrow morning I'm back to, you know, 7:30 when she leaves for work. I'm up, which for a Saturday is going to make me very annoyed tomorrow.
Terrible.
But I'll be okay. I got some things happening over the weekend, so I'll make those stops and I'll do what I can.
So when you go over to the UK, do you go watch rugby as well? I'm watching rugby right now on FS2.
I went to a rugby match in Huddersfield.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was pretty crazy.
Did they let you just sit there and pound beers at the rugby match?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty smoked.
This was
10, 12 years ago. So I was in pretty good shape there.
Do you think those dudes are? Do you think they're badasses? Pretty much playing with no equipment.
Yeah, those dudes are tough.
You got to be really, really tough to play that, right?
Those guys are tough.
There you go. Here we go on Josh Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. One, I'll take the Caps in six. Two, you think both Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg will be 20 game winners?
I think Scherzer will be, and I don't think that Strasburg will be. But I think they're both really good pitchers. I think they have a solid staff. I got to be honest with you. I am a little surprised that they're where they are. You know, last year I thought this was a really, you know, good ball club. It's not like I don't think they're bad or anything. I don't know if where were they? Do you know? Like last year at this time, were they? You know, five games over 500. They're five games over. They're two games out. I'm surprised, to be honest with you, that into June that they're not in first place in that division. Because based on talent, if you ask me, on paper with staff, Penn, and their rotation of players that they use every day, day in, day out at, you know, the infield and outfielders that they use their in their order, I think they're the most talented team. Now, I think the Braves have the hot young Acuna and the other kid, the second baseman. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. What's his name? The hot little second baseman for the Braves. That's hitting all the home runs. Albies. So, the Phillies, I never thought the Phillies would be doing what they're doing. They're eight games over 500. Do you remember after one game they wanted to fire Gabe Kapler? So I'm surprised that the Nationals and really the Mets with their rotation, I mean, when they start the season, they're healthy, right, for the most part, and they have a great rotation. So I'm surprised that the Nationals and Mets aren't in first and second place. I thought for sure it would be Nationals, Mets, and then I would have said Phillies, Braves, Marlins, because they're all hot trash last year. So I'm surprised. I think the biggest surprise to me in baseball is the Atlanta Braves.
Absolutely. They have to be right now. I'm shocked, too, that the Nats aren't in first. The Phillies, I'm not that shocked. They were my biggest overplay that I did before the season. I love the Phillies this year. I thought they were going to have a really good year and be a lot better. But I did not think that the Braves would be as good as they've been so far. Still a long way to go. We've seen teams play well in the first half and collapse in the second. So I need to see a little bit more because they're still a young team. But you have to like what you've seen so far. I think the Nationals will eventually rise to the top there. They've had some injuries too. They're getting some guys back. I think the Nats are going to be just fine.
Do you think the guy said he likes the Cavs in six. Do you think their defense is better than the Vegas Golden Knights? Blue line, not goaltending, blue line.
Yes.
I like that Nate Schmidt, McNabb, Englund, Spezza.
Colin Miller. They've done a great job this year. I'm not saying they haven't.
Because I think everyone thinks that Carlson's the best defenseman in the bunch. But I actually, I think Vegas' defense is better. I really do. And everyone else thinks it's the Caps. Call the show. I want to hear from you before we get out of here. One other note. Monday night, Memorial night, is that what it is?
Memorial Day night.
We'll be here live at 10 p.m. Eastern for what I deem Game 7 Rockets-Warriors. You know that's going to happen, right? And then secondly, at worst, Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So LeBron's last seven games facing elimination, 45-8-7, 41-13-8, 31-10-11, 27-11-11. 41-8-11, 41-16-7, 32-18-9, and tonight, 46-11-9. I mean, that is the most outstanding, staggering numbers you've ever seen for anybody. Like, honestly, like in elimination games, that's what this guy does. He goes rocks off. And people question this guy. It's the funniest thing ever. I keep telling you, man.
You get to add another one to the list on Sunday night.
They're going
to
add another one. And I'll tell you, this guy's not done playing. You better get ready because the next 5 years he's going to put in staggering work that's going to elevate him to the stratosphere when it comes to talking about the greatest of all time. So I just saw this, the greatest games, game of the year spreads that South Point put out in Vegas. And they have every game, like basically every big game of the year on it. And just some of them I'll look at here with you. Saturday, September 8th, USC, Stanford laying 2, Georgia, South Carolina, Georgia laying 11, Penn State, Pitt, Penn State laying 2 touchdowns full. That's week 2. Week 3, Auburn laying 12 to LSU, Oklahoma State laying 6 to Boise, Texas Tech laying 7 to Houston, Ohio State laying 12 to TCU, USC laying 1 to Texas. How about this one? Central Florida laying 11 to North Carolina in week 3. Central Florida suddenly with status. Week 4, Wisconsin laying 5 to Iowa. Oregon laying 3 to Stanford. Texas and TCU, a pick 'em. Auburn laying 23 to Arkansas. A&M laying 21 to Texas A&M at Tuscaloosa. So going through the rest of it, I don't want to do millions of them. Week 5, Notre Dame laying 8 to Stanford. Week 6, Washington laying 16 to Kelly and UCLA. LSU laying 3.5 to Florida. The Canes laying 8 to Florida State in Hard Rock in Miami. So that's week 6 they'll be playing. Week 7, I'm just looking for some of the best games. Michigan laying 3 to Wisconsin. And then week 8, Michigan State laying 1 to Michigan. Week 9, Georgia laying 15 to Florida. Clemson laying 10 to Florida State. Week 10, Notre Dame laying 7 to Northwestern. How about Notre Dame playing Northwestern now? Alabama laying 10 to LSU. Week 11, Ohio State laying 6 at Michigan State. That's always a good game, and D'Antonio gives them fits, right? Penn State laying 4.5 to Wisconsin. Notre Dame laying 9 to Florida State in South Bend. Week 12, USC laying 6 to UCLA. Miami laying 3 to VaTech. Week 13, Notre Dame laying 1 to USC. Ohio State laying 9 to Michigan. Alabama laying 7 to Auburn in the Iron Bowl. Georgia laying 3 touchdowns to Georgia Tech in their war. That one in Athens. Clemson laying 19 to South Carolina. And there you go. Finally, Navy favored by 1 over Army. There you go. You like those early game of the year odds, Carver High?
I mean, it's nice. It's nice to have. I'm not the, you know, me. There's too many things that
You're
can happen.
Of.
There's too many. I'm a week of guy. I don't like, because, like, you had some games in there, like, week 8 or 9. Like, what if something happens to a guy in week 1?
Right.
And then, like, you know, I made that bet 4 months ago, and one or two key players aren't going to play for them. You know, that kind of stuff just. But I like that you have a little gauge a few months out. I wouldn't say I would necessarily run to the window with them, but it's nice for this type of purpose.
So any odds at all that you're going to give me for the Indy 500? Do you care about that?
I will not watch 1 second of it. I don't even know who's running in the race.
Alexander Rossi is the favorite to win the race, and you've never heard of him.
Is he like having a good year, or is he – what's his deal?
He'll start from the last and 11th row this time after he won it from the fourth row as a rookie in 2016 and finished 7th in 2017 from the first row. Why would he win it from the last row then?
Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe that's a good thing. I don't know.
Yeah, good luck with that. There you go. Very, very exciting. I looked at others' names on the list of odds, and they were so unimpressive.
Danica's not racing, so I'm not.
She's
not
out.
Involved.
I thought she was running in it.
If she is, she retired.
No, it's her last race in IndyCar. She's racing in this.
I still won't watch.
All right, Dave in Annapolis. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks, Scott Farrell, for talking hockey as you do every night.
Yeah, man.
Hey, when I heard your interview with Chad Dukes earlier, and you were kind of asking him what the local fans here were thinking, if I may, let me give you a quick perspective. I'm 51, so I'm your age.
Right.
I know when people think of D.C., they know it's a transient city, and so many people come from all over to work for the federal government, and the other people think that it's just some political cesspool, and I'm not going to argue that it's not. But there's a lot of people like me who were born here. Heck, my pop is 90, and he was born here. And we followed the Caps through all the frustrations, all the bad hockey as an expansion team, all the bad breaks, all the whippings by Pittsburgh and all that stuff. And we are pumped, brother. And let me tell you something. All we want to do is to see what you and Carver High and Mafia have already seen multiple times is I want to see my team hoist that trophy. I want it so bad I can taste it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can. I have a friend, this chick I know, she's a Cavs fan, and she's on the edge of her seat and chewing her nails and everything. And I'm like, you know, you can taste it when you're this close. You're four wins away from getting it done. And so at this point, all I can say to you is good luck. Hopefully you'll get it done for your spirit and soul, because I can tell you there's nothing worse, the soul crusher loss of when, like, the Penguins lost to the Red Wings. It's a soul crusher. You know, I've seen them win the Stanley Cup five times. I've seen them lose it. It's you know, no different than for me watching the Steelers lose to the Packers and to the Cowboys. It's very frustrating. But then I've, you know, seen them win six. So they're when you get the chance, you got to make the most of it. I've said this all week. You know, now that you're here, you can't blow it, because I guarantee you it's never going to play out exactly like you think. Most of these guys, like just like San Jose and Nashville, they all thought they'd come back and get back to the finals or win it. And you saw what happened. They don't do it. So I don't believe that because the Capitals are there this year, I don't believe for 1 minute it means they'll be there next year.
Absolutely not. We've talked about this 1,000 times. It is so hard to get all the way back there after losing it. You know, it just...
And it's even crazier.
Such a grind and so long.
It's even crazier to win it and then go back and win it again.
That's hard. Just as hard. It's harder probably to do that. Winning it too... Getting there after winning it and winning it again, I mean, it's really tough
it
in
really
the
is.
NHL.
It, all kinds of things happen, too. The injuries, you name it. There's a million reasons why it won't happen again. Your team will change. Your roster will change dramatically. Every single team in sports changes overnight after the season ends dramatically. They all change, these teams.
Listen, they're in
a little
this
less
spot.
In
they
the
can
NBA.
Finally get it. They got to get it done. It's that simple.
Rod in Phoenix, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Rod Williams Stoll. How are you?
Oh, hey, Rod. How's it going, brother?
It's going great. I'm so pumped up for Monday night, going to the Vegas Golden Knights game. I have never seen, and you've done a lot of hockey.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the first time I heard your voice, you were doing play-by-play hockey. You know that for a fact.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is right. So are you in – where are you these days? Are you in Reno, or where are you still in Vegas,
Phoenix? I'm in Phoenix again. Now, I had a stroke, but I recovered, and I shot an 83 the other day after being in the hospital for 5 months.
So wait a minute. After I saw you in Reno, you had a stroke?
Yep.
Jesus. And but you recovered, and now you're shooting in the 80s?
Yep.
That's beautiful. Are you? And you're in Phoenix?
Yep, I gave Scotty his first job. If you love him, I gave it to him. If you hate him, my wife's idea.
Yeah, it's that is so true. Rod Stoll, the guy I'll never forget as long as I live, that I drove to the Prescott Downs to get my my national radio break. That's I think still that's a great story that I drove and chased you down there at that horse track.
That's right. You're the hardest working man on the radio. I love the way the Golden Knights play the game, because you played hockey. I played hockey. I don't think you'd be as sore playing any other team in the league as playing the Golden Knights. Those guys check and check and check. The only way you can beat this team, if you put really big guys right in the center of the ice, because if you go in the corners with these guys, you're going to lose.
Yeah, I think they're the best two-way team in the league. I think they're very fast. They're aggressive. They kill it on loose pucks, face-offs, hitting. I think they do everything right. I mean, you got to give credit to Gallant. He's done a great job getting this team to play two-way hockey. And, you know, they've mowed through everyone. And the fact that people still sit around, you know, doubting them is really the funniest thing I've seen. There's no reason anymore on the face of the earth to doubt this team. They're there for a reason, and they're there to win it.
And they're the right favorite, that's for sure. Let me say one more stat that I thought was the most incredible stat I've seen in the NBA in a long time. Tonight, LeBron scored 46. The other four starters scored 27.
Oh, I know. He just continues to amaze. And I think people have gotten so spoiled watching him because – they're like, they don't know any better, but they're not appreciating and accepting and you know, capturing what he's been doing all these years and all these elimination games and all these enormous performances he keeps putting up. He's incredible. I love you, Rod. Great hearing from you, brother.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so Stanton, I just wanted to go over the last 12 games. Now, this is not counting tonight, but over the last 12 games, going into tonight, he was hitting 362 in that stretch. His stat line was 362, 415, 681, the slash line. Overall, he was hitting 263 with 11 home runs, 28 RBIs, with a 514 slugging percentage and 340 on base. So these are the same type of numbers that he had last year when he went off and won the MVP in the National League. So imagine what's going to happen as things heat up in the Bronx over the summer. We're not even at June yet, believe it or not. It's Memorial Day weekend. So they all talk about how hard he works, you know, off the field in the cage and everything else, working on, you know, hitting everything, fastball, sliders. He's always working. And his teammates love that about him. The big story, also, Nick Diaz arrested on felony domestic battery strangulation charge. He's in a jail overnight. Where is he being held? In Vegas. Was arrested in Vegas Thursday night. He's being held in the Clark County Jail for his bail set at $18,000, but he can't post bail until after his court hearing scheduled for Saturday at 9 a.m. Vegas time. Allegedly, this woman who he's had an on and off relationship with over the years took a turn for the worse. She claims he's been abusing cocaine, allegedly, and that was he was high on cocaine when he attacked her, and she was left with several injuries, allegedly, and it's a big mess for Nick Diaz, of course, the MMA UFC fighter. Nick Diaz and his brother Nate Diaz, they've had their fair share of controversies and troubles. But he's in trouble tonight in jail with, you know, domestic violence and strangulation charges. That is not good for the resume, I'm telling you that. Top 25 NFL players under the age of 25. Did you see this list this week? I mean, how is Leonard Fournette not on that list? Of the top 25 players in the NFL that are under the age of 25, you can't tell me that guy's not one of them.
I'd have to see the whole list.
Okay, so Jordan Howard of the Bears.
Better than him.
Is that right? You think Jordan Howard's better than Leonard Fournette?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't. Stephon Tuitt of the Steelers.
I mean, it's hard. Okay, fine.
Chiefs corner Kendall Fuller.
No.
Bengals linebacker Carl Lawson. Jack Conklin's a big lineman for the Titans. I'll give you that. Jared Goff, I'll give you that. What's the guy's name? Yannick. The defensive end for the Jaguars, Ngakoue, you know who I'm talking about? Miles Garrett, I'll give you, he's one of the top 25. Hunter Henry, the tight end that just blew out his knee. DeForest Buckner of the Niners.
Very good player.
Ryan Ramczyk.
Yeah, he's an offensive lineman.
Right. Deion Jones.
Very good player.
Stephon Diggs, I'll give you that. Kevin Baird. Titans safety, Brandon Cooks, I'll give you. Tariq Hill, I'll give you him. Landon Collins has been impressive. Mike Evans, I'll give you him. Kareem Hunt, Ezekiel Elliott, Jalen Ramsey, I'll give you all those guys. Marshawn Lattimore, Alvin Kamara, Joey Bosa, Todd Gurley, I'll give you all them. I still put him in the top 25 no matter what. I don't care who it is. That guy was unstoppable late in the season and in the playoffs. He was just an absolute menace to society. A potential Auburn walk-on ineligible by the NCAA due to prescribed cannabis oil. He's taking it, apparently, because he has seizures. He got prescribed cannabis oil. He hasn't had a seizure since, but his dream to play in the NCAA came to a halt when Auburn coaches and staff looked at his medical records and told his father that he couldn't compete while taking the oil. Athletes cannot have any THC in their systems, even if they're having seizures and it helps them. That's unbelievable to me. 71-year-old Eli Nastasi arrested twice in a day. Unbelievable developments for Eli Nastasi, the famed tennis player Cliff Drysdale, with a report that Nastasi, a level of 0.55 milligrams of alcohol per liter on his breath in Bucharest, Romania. He was arrested, of course. He's facing a maximum 5-year prison sentence. He was arrested twice in one day, Varel. He was stopped, the 71-year-old, at 5 in the morning, driving after a night out in a swanky neighborhood of Bucharest. He was visibly drunk, allegedly. He said he'd only had 3 beers. The police said that he was hammered. And then he was later released. Police opened a criminal investigation against him for drunken driving and failing a breathalyzer test. 6 hours later, they stopped him again at a red light on a scooter, no less, Pharrell. His driver's license had been suspended after the first incident, and he was out riding a scooter. That reminds me of Terrence Williams. Did you see his arrest?
I did see that.
What happened? He crashed the car, and then how the hell did he end up on the motorbike? Would he go home and get that and come back to the scene looking for his wallet?
I guess so. I don't know what he was doing.
He was hammered. He wrecked the scooter, too, didn't he? He crashed the scooter bike. A bank robber was busted while counting cash outside the bank. Nice move there. You rob the bank. You get outside. What are you, checking for dye? I mean, honestly, like, get the hell out of there with the cash, bro. You're counting it in front of the bank? Mafia, it's a celebration tonight of music as we honor... on this day in 1999, the Red Hot Chili Peppers released Scar Tissue, which I have plenty of. All right. Dusty in Louisiana, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. What's up, Scott?
Hey, dude.
Hey, man, my question's for Cobra High. Hey,
yeah.
Cobra High, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, bro? How are you?
I'm good. Hey, man, what do you think about Emery over there at Arsenal? Think we're going to turn around and become the top 3 team we should be, or what?
Yeah, I saw the hire this week. I think we'll see. He did an unbelievable job at PSG, obviously, and Seville before that. It's going to be weird for Arsenal. You know, Arsene Wenger was there for so long, and now have a new manager come in. Should be interesting to see. I know that the fans like you aren't happy. They haven't been up there in the top 3 or 4 like they should be. And this guy might be the guy to do it. I think they'll give him some time to try, at least.
There you go. Did you see the story? Did I ever tell you this one on the air yet? I saved it. The guy, the ex-CNBC producer, allegedly died while his e-cigarette blew up in his face and lodged in his brain. That is not good.
Not good.
It's just a horrific story there. Gillian Anderson to star in a Netflix drama, Sex Education. Nothing like having the X-Files chick now be in a sex show. There you go. Walter in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, buddy.
It's been a while since I talked to you. I had a real downtime there when the Penguins got knocked out.
You're telling me.
But have you heard of the North American Hockey League?
I have heard of, yes, and pretty much every league in hockey.
Yeah, well, we won a championship.
Is that right?
Yeah, Shreveport did.
Oh, that's right. I heard something about that. That's awesome.
It was awesome. It really was.
Well,
it helped me get over the Penguins a little bit.
Well, it must be nice, you know, to have your team there. The Mudbugs were winners.
Yes, sir. That's us, the Mudbugs.
I love the Mudbugs now. I'm a fan.
Yeah, we were pulling in basically the most attendance through the league.
That's awesome. And I know we do well at Shreveport. That's your boy. The governor lives in Shreveport.
Yes.
Yes, that's a fact.
He doesn't know who I'm talking about.
We love the governor.
Tim
He's
Brando,
got it
right?
Now. Walt knows who the governor is.
He knows Tim Brando.
Oh, yeah, Tim Brando. I know the matter of fact, my daughter used to babysit his kids.
That's awesome. I think the governor's mother turned 91 this week. Always a good
thing.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Well, congratulations on your
hockey running wild in Louisiana now.
It's great, in the bayou.
I was on a station in Louisiana earlier tonight talking hockey.
Is that right?
Yes.
Talking about Lou Lamoriello.
No, the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, is that right? What station were you on?
One of the guys that used to work here does a show down there. So I was on his show.
Oh, that's our guy that used to work here.
The guy Greg used to work at the Fan.
Oh, who was the other guy, Mafia?
Alan.
Alan.
I think at that station.
Oh, they're at the same place.
I believe so.
That's awesome. All right, so I have to go to five in a row kids basketbar game tomorrow. Gunner with
and
five games.
And a bar mitzvah Sunday, right?
And a bar mitzvah on Sunday. Not only that, next week I got to go to another bar mitzvah, so that'll be nine bar mitzvahs I've gone to. Eight tomorrow, or eight on Sunday, nine next week. I want to kill myself.
It's great because you know how much you love people.
I will not be playing basketball this weekend, and I do hate people. I had my shots tonight in my feet, so I had 2 5-inch cortisone shots. Thanks, Doc Fond. God bless you and your family and no one else. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We will be live on Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.